And they're not thankful. They're not thankful that there's a living God who made grass and trees and stars and birds and all these things. This isn't even talking about his son yet. He's saying every person born is born into a universe that he created to reveal his glory. And like it says right here, that they don't want to glorify him in it. And because of that, they get vain reasonings. In other words, reasonings that make absolutely no sense. They do not line up with truth. And their undiscerning heart is darkened. All of a sudden, they cannot even discern anymore what is right and what is wrong. They cannot discern anymore truth at all. And there's a darkness that comes in their heart. This is that spirit. You are given over to a reprobate mind when you quit acknowledging that God's truth is true. And to the degree that you buy lies instead of truth is to the degree that this spirit has a hold of your heart and your mind, and to the degree that it's hard to get free. Okay. Professing to be wise, they become foolish. Now, here we go. They change the glory of an incorruptible God into a likeness of an image of corruptible man, of birds, of four-footed animals, and creeping things. Because of this, okay, this is when you get a reprobate mind. When you begin to worship anything besides God. When you begin to worship, and I'm telling you this, even if you're still seeking for, you know there's a God and you don't know him. You're not necessarily turned over to this until you get to the place where you begin to think he looks like a statue. Or he must be a bird, or he's a cow, or don't eat this, or don't eat that. All of a sudden, you are taking what the God that God created for his glory, and you're putting it as an idol. And when you begin to move into this kind of perversion, and you don't believe the truth about who he is, he says at this point, you get a spirit in your mind, and your reasoning is vain. It doesn't make sense anymore. You lose all discernment in your heart. In other words, they can't understand truth anymore. Because of this, God gave them up to impurity and the lust of their hearts, their bodies to be dishonored among themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, worship and serve the created thing more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. God says, this thing, this vain reasoning, this undiscerning heart will get to such a place that it will start to eat you up and start to destroy your understanding of God, your understanding of how things were created. And there will come a point where he says, you'll even give your bodies over for unclean, lustful passions that go against nature. Because of this, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for even their females changed the natural use that is contrary to nature. And likewise, the males also forsaken the natural use of the female, burned in their lust towards one another, males with males, working out shamefulness, receiving back within them the reward which was fitting for the error. Do I believe that AIDS is a judgment upon homosexuality? Boy, I'm hitting it tonight. You know what? I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I want people free. I don't want to sit there saying, oh, it's fine, and watching them thrown into hell and have God call me up and say, Cindy, I gave you a message. I didn't give it to you with judgment on it. I didn't give it to you without hope. I didn't give it to you to make someone feel worse than someone else. I gave it to you to set them free. Why wouldn't you preach it? Why wouldn't you put it on the radio? Why wouldn't you speak it around the ones who needed it? Because you knew they would throw stones if you did. I don't need to preach this to a lot of people who don't need it, except to maybe help them understand it. But all it takes is the Holy Spirit to begin to get that heart and say, why don't you see that this is me? Why don't you see that this is truth? Listen to what the word says. Listen to it with the right spirit and the right heart. And then I believe it's going to begin to break through, and people have turned themselves over to a natural lust will begin to cry and say, God, I am ashamed of this. God, please set me free. And he will. And then they'll have the life that they thought God would never give them, that they felt so rejected because they didn't feel like they could have that. He goes on, and as far as AIDS, Satan is the author of sickness. Satan is the author of disease. Satan is the author of everything that comes in to destroy people that God created in his image. Jesus himself in his prayer says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's our prayer. God, however it's going to be in heaven, we want to bring that to the earth. We want it restored to mankind because you live inside of us. Anything that's not going to be in heaven, anything that's not going to be in heaven, does not come from God. But when we break God's spiritual laws, when we let our hearts get darkened, what happens is we are given over. It even says he gives you over. He gives you over to the enemy because truthfully, you're choosing the enemy. You're choosing to believe the lie. You have free will. Choosing to allow Satan be in charge of your mind. God's not punishing you in some way you can't get out of. He's given you all of nature. He's given you all these warnings. He's given you all these things to keep wooing you and drawing you back. Mainly, he gave you his son, who died for you to set you free. He gave you a way of escape. He gave you a way out of whatever Satan has done to hurt you. But when you continue to refuse that, or you won't see the truth, it's a spiritual law, folks, just like unforgiveness will take you to hell. A reprobate mind will take you to hell. Instead of the mind of Christ, you begin to get the evil mind of the enemy. They're not going to like this, but they're going to like hell a lot less. And it'd be cool if even one gets free, it's worth preaching truth. It's worth preaching truth, even if no one gets free, because it's truth. And even as they did not think fit to have God in their knowledge, God gave them up to a reprobate mind, to do the things not right. There comes a point when they don't want God. They don't want to hear the gospel. They don't want to be around Christians. They don't want to see that. They don't want to hear anything about truth. When they get to that place, at that point, they're completely given up to a reprobate mind. Now, I'm going to give you this definition of reprobate mind, but let me read this first so you can get an idea of these are indicators. Everyone always wants to think it's just about homosexuality. It is not. Listen to these other indicators, and you're going to see parts of this in some of your lives. Now remember, it's a twin with the Ajdab spirit, I believe, a spirit of rejection from a father, not being treated illegitimate, that makes you feel like you're not loved, you never belong. Another spirit comes in to start to make you to believe that God's like that. God doesn't love you. You don't belong to God. You begin to hate God. You begin to walk away from God, and you begin to buy into your own doctrine, your own belief system, and you begin to make up stuff that's total foolishness and against nature. He says, having been filled, now listen to this, with all unrighteousness, fornication. So sex between two people that's not with marriage is part of a reprobate mind. Well, folks, we live in a society where I'm probably looking at a whole group of people who gave into reprobate minds, and I don't want it in me. I want to have a pure and holy mind. You know how you still get bad thoughts? You hear preachers preach that, well, that's not your thought, cast it down. Do you know why I think it has access? Because devil used to own our minds. We haven't been feeding this reprobate mind if we renew our minds in the Word of God. But I don't want to just not feed it. I want to get rid of it. I want to have a pure mind. I want to the pure in heart, everything is pure. I want my mind to be made holy again. When you've watched that garbage, when you believe that garbage, that devil was in there having a heyday in your mind. I don't want that. I want to think like the Lord. I want to believe good things. I want to see the things that God's created and be joyful. I just don't want the junk the devil did to me when I didn't know, when I believed that abortion was a woman's right, when I believed there wasn't a hell, if I ever believed any of these things, evolution, any of these things, I was in a society where demons, honestly, and I know I'm going to be, I don't care, this is truth. We are in a society where a spirit of intellectualism, which is really a big word for reprobate mind and more than carnality, is saying, this is truth, this is truth. And it goes against everything you see in nature, and it goes against the Word of God, and yet we're so given over to this, we still believe it and buy it. And you're mocked and ridiculed if you believe the Word of God when it lines up with everything that you see in nature. Whew. Fornication, iniquity, covetousness, malice, full of envy, being full of envy, wishing you were somebody else, wishing you had what they had, wishing this and wishing that. Just so focused on someone else. Murder, quarrels, deceit, evil habits. Folks, evil habits. I'm going to say it because I'm sick of the garbage. Masturbation is an evil habit. And you got people in Christian literature saying, it's okay, it's natural, it's of God. Get in the shower. Get your mind in the Word. Put on some praise music. Ask God to get those nasty devils away from you and clean you up. Get a hold of our unclean spirits tapes. Ask God for grace. Well, this would be good at lunchtime on the radio. Becoming whisperers or gossips. Slanderers. Slander, talking bad about somebody on purpose, planting little seeds so somebody won't like them. Well, I went to that ministry once and I read straight from the Bible. If you get my tapes, I read straight from the Bible. Thank God. Don't argue with what the Bible says. It's not my fault. And I don't want a reprobate mind. I agree with it. I'm not ashamed of it. I agree with it. Quit making up stuff. I don't understand why people make up so much doctrine when there's so much in here to read we haven't even touched yet. That's a reprobate mind. Let me make up my own stuff because I don't understand his. Listen to slanders, God haters. Don't expect these people with a reprobate mind who aren't repenting to like you or your doctrine. They hate God. He's inside of you. Guess who they hate? And if they don't, there's something wrong with your walk with God. People call me, giving dirty phone calls anymore and letters and emails, and they all hate me and they don't even know me. I'm doing something right. People who know me, who get past all their junk, they all love me. They know when they're hurting where they can come and they won't be judged. He judges everybody. Forget it. Judge not, lest you be judged. I do not want to go through your junk, so I am not judging you. You are not hanging that one on me. I didn't see my own junk. I don't need to be trying to compare it with yours. Just get free, and I'll get free, and God will be glorified. Listen to this. Insolent, proud, braggers, devisers of evil things, disobedient to parents, without discernment. Without discernment. Folks, that just put half the church in here. Well, I'm serious. I mean, somebody with an unclean Jezebel spirit can get up and prophesy, say anything. No fruit. I mean, go to the bar at night and come home, go to church on Sunday and stand up and seem spiritual. And nobody even seems to have any discerning of spirits. I discern it first in the spirit, then ask God to prove it. And the person will get up and cuss, or I'll see him somewhere in a bar or whatever, just, you know, walking by, whatever. No, I don't go to bars, and that's why I don't see him in a bar. But if God sends me in a bar, I'll go in the bar and I'll preach this. Did you hear what she said? Hey, you know, if you want to mess up what somebody says, go get Cool Edit Pro. You can actually take it and make it say anything you want somebody to say, and it'll be their voice. Y'all better know that in these last days. People are going to be twisting things, and they can technically do it now in a way you would never, ever be able with the natural ear to find out. So you better just know somebody by the fruit in their life. And if they're preaching the word, and you better not touch anything until you really hear it from them. Because I'm telling you, it's amazing what you can do with technology using somebody's exact voice. And the stuff I say, I'd have to edit a few things here and there, and you'd have a great sermon to make me look bad. Can't worry about that stuff. You got to know God's your judge. Covenant breakers without natural affection, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous order of God, that those practicing such things are worthy of death. Not only do they do them, but they also approve those practicing them. Okay. Well, that just kind of made it not quite so way out there that we couldn't have reprobate minds, right? I want you to see something about that. If you agree with the doctrine of a reprobate mind, you deserve the same punishment that they're going to get. Therefore, you do have to know if you believe in abortion or not. You do have to take a stand about homosexuality. You do have to take a stand. Not judge people. If I can help you see that this is wrong and that you're really miserable and bad things happen to you, then I can help you get free to have the awesome life God has for you. He wants to exchange your unrighteousness for his righteousness. It doesn't matter how bad the unrighteousness is. He puts lying, he puts gossip, he puts envy in the exact same category as murder and fornication and homosexuality. We're the ones who have picked out the things we're not involved in so we can point at those and not dealt with the ones we are. He wrote it so we'd look at the ones that's in our heart so it would talk to me. When I started seeing this, and there's some things in there that God's been dealing with me about, I realize now why still unclean thoughts come at me once in a while. I didn't know I had a reprobate mind because I believed in evolution at one time, and I never really, really said, get this out of my heart. I didn't know it. I doubt there's anyone here without a reprobate mind. Glory, glory, hallelujah. I mean, the difference is we can all walk out that door if we really get this and not have it anymore and have our thought lives finally purged and healed. Isn't that cool? Yay! I don't want to fight this. I don't believe Jesus Christ sat around fighting bad thoughts. I don't think he sat around fighting, comparing himself to others and envying. He didn't have this. Why? He didn't have a reprobate mind. He didn't have sin. He didn't have a carnal mind even. The carnal mind, we can crucify that sin, flesh nature, and just say no to it. But the reprobate mind is a spirit that you're given over to, and you cannot crucify a spirit. You cannot feed it, but it's going to keep bugging you. Let me say this. Any area in your thinking that doesn't line up with what Jesus did and who he is a reprobate spirit, is not you. Well, I don't think I can ever be a good mother. That isn't what the Bible says. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will teach you to train up your children in the way they should go, and they won't depart from it. The Bible says that he will give you wisdom. The Bible says he will be the husband to the one without a husband, and he will be the father to the fatherless. The Bible says that you're complete in Christ. The Bible says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nothing is impossible with God. So quit agreeing with the reprobate mind and thinking it's your thought. We may not come out tonight. We may need a week of not agreeing with the devil. See, Satan is so good at this, and he's put this so deep in us that lots of us don't know it's not us with those thoughts. Here's the big exercise for this. If it doesn't line up with the Bible, let me ask you straight out. Okay. Is truth dependent upon what you believe? What is truth dependent upon? This is truth, right? And if you don't believe parts of this, then you have a reprobate mind you need to deal with. In a big way. We're all dealing with one. We're all sitting there going, "Wow, I didn't know I'd come to meet and I found that reprobate mind. I can't wait to go tell everybody this one." Do you know why we antagonize people who are homosexual? It's because we got the same devil in us that got them there. That's right. And so we have no authority. If you get the log out of your eye, you can touch the splinter and help your brother or sister get free. Amen. Is this too good? This is why the church is not that effective. Because while we're pointing at everybody else because we can see their stuff on the list, we're not looking at ours. Satan is evil and ugly, and he's very good at what he does. And every one of us has been affected. So get over it. She's so mean. I'm tired of pity parties. He died on the cross. We're going to the Passion movie tomorrow at 5 if you want to go with our group. We'll be there at 5 tomorrow. When you watch the movie, quit oohing and just watch it and see what it cost for him to set you free from a reprobate mind. Look at what he went through to set you free from torment, from sin, from every sin. And when you can't agree with that cross, you will be tormented. What is a reprobate mind? It doesn't agree with the cross. It doesn't agree with the power of the cross. That's why when Paul wrote this letter, he told you at the very beginning that he's not ashamed of the gospel, that there is power in the gospel, that Jesus was the Son of Man and he was the Son of God and he rose from the dead and he tasted the grave and he told you truth. Even in that letter, before he told you that if you don't believe that and you exchange it for a lie, then you get a reprobate mind. Let me read this. This is so powerful. See, I didn't catch any of this. Isn't it better when I'm preaching it this week than last week? Okay. Last week we dealt with gossip because God wanted to get me to these scriptures. I didn't get it. I got it. I mean, I got it for nice preaching against gossip, but I couldn't understand why he was, I don't want to say interrupting, but stopping all this powerful teaching on codependency and rejection to do a little thing on gossip, which gossip is the same as witchcraft. It's not a little thing. It's a reprobate thing. And I think he wanted me to bring it down to a place to say, wait a minute, most everybody does this. You all look up here and you focus here and you miss this entire understanding of the word. You're missing the spirit. The spirit is living in the Christian believer. The spirit is hiding out because all we focus on is the big sins everybody can see that most of us, unless we've been through some major hurts and pains, can say, I don't do that. You know, so let's point everybody who does. And God said, you are missing one of the most powerful spiritual laws in this word. So that's why he told us to look at gossip, because then we're all like, oh, okay. And you're kind of reading all this and going, bad. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why are we? Oh, gossip. I can't. All right. And then he's like, go look at this. Go look at this. Get free from all of it. Get it out of your heart, out of your spirit. And then you will be able to set other people free who have it, which is about everybody in our nation anyway. Isn't this powerful? This is good stuff. People can say what they want. This is Holy Ghost. Last week was Cindy trying to wiggle through and figure out why he's talking about gossip when I wanted to preach on rejection. Okay, I apologize. We may not even put that out. We may put it out as one of those freebies if you send us a Givers to the Kingdom gift or something. Because it was still good preaching. It just wasn't anywhere near this. This is like, see, okay, I'm human and I'm busy and I just didn't get it, okay? I'm telling you, I didn't get it. I did not get it at all. And God had to publicly show me in front of everybody to make me read it out loud to see that he got it. And then now we've got all these reprobate mind people at the surface running around angry and mean and malice, and we're going to deal with it. All right, reprobate means, ready? This is when I looked it up and caught that it does go with rejection. This is where I see that it's the twin brother to Ashdod. Reprobate, unapproved, rejected by implication, worthless,